It's time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's wandering reporter this week, or roving, or rambling. The jury is still out. Hey, Ruth. What's going on out there?
Well, it's springtime, as shown by this week's Arbor Day festivals all over. Tree plantings and salutes to Mother Earth. It's always a beautiful time of year, and we're fortunate. While we have many trees growing up around the area, there's always room for more, and that was seen on Friday and North Canaan's Arbor Day, which is always a huge celebration. Lots of people, the whole school came out to watch the planting of, see the planting of a tree, as well as the community. Those of folks who know Tom Zetterstrom know his passion for trees. And this year, I think it's been going on since 1990. They've been planting trees. And this year, it's a chinkapin oak was put out. And this is done by, hosted by the fifth graders. Each class that comes through gets to have their own tree and watch it grow and flourish. And so that was in at North Canaan. Going across to Falls Village, this was a new thing. They did plant a tree this year, a Jefferson elm, and there was a ceremony on Friday as well. It's out there right on the front lawn for anybody to see as they pass by. But the and this was done by the Conservation and the Wetlands Commission. And in a surprise move, it was dedicated to longtime and beloved former custodian Bill Beebe, who was really shocked and emotionally taken back by the honor. So, again, beautiful days, trees sprouting, and always a nice time of year. In Sharon, not so nice. They were denied a grant for broadband. As you know, the town funded wiring most of the houses along the roads and all the roads several years ago and agreed to pay out of the town budget, its coffers, hoping that maybe they'd get some reimbursement. Well, it didn't happen. The second round of state grants were announced last week, and Sharon's application was denied. Casey Flanagan, obviously the first selectman, said they are disappointed. And just reading here, DEEP determined the actual speeds delivered by Comcast, as reported by the town of Sharon's second-round application, were not proven to meet the state's minimum 100 megabytes and so forth. So that money will not be coming to Sharon.
So what are they going to do to fix that?
Well, I guess they're just going to, if it doesn't come through, I mean, that money has already been spent. So they
were hoping for reimbursement. One of the parts for the refusal was as well that because they'd already done the project and it was all completed prior to them starting the grant, and it's been twice now they've applied for this. And
that's right. This is
twice,
the second. Yeah.
So that's not looking good. It looks like the town's going to
Is third time
eat
a charm, or do you, or is that it?
Don't know. I don't know. What is it saying? Although another $6.7 million remains to be dispersed by Connecticut Communities Grant, state officials said Sharon would be unlikely to qualify for third-round funding.
Yeah, so it does not look like a good prognosis.
Yeah.
Does not look like third time is a charm.
I'm trying to recall how they structured that. Of course, obviously, they paid for it, so they don't have to worry about that. Now it's just paying back the money, because if I remember correctly, they borrowed some on that, too.
I believe so. I think anticipated. It was $600,000 waves of money.
Yeah, I'm somewhere in that neighborhood. Yeah,
yeah,
that's that was all, of course, all done under the auspice that we would get grant money, and unfortunately, there was no grant money to be given, or there was grant money to be given, but they're not getting it.
Qualify.
So,
yeah, so.
They obviously, this is a stupid thing.
So. I attended an interesting Zoom meeting this week put on by the Upper Housatonic Heritage community. Peter Vermillier, the chairman of the Social Studies Department at Housatonic, whom we all know, and who is also an author and does whole bunches of amazing projects with the kids, talked about the oral history project he does with them. And discussing how it began when he first came to the school over 25 years ago, and how he had the kids interviewing different people, mostly their grandparents and parents, and at the beginning, he said, but there were some very interesting ones, and I just found this so interesting. One child was able to interview a survivor of the Titanic back, this was in 1999, this woman was 6 years old who had been on the Titanic and survived. Another was able to talk to Alan Shepard, the astronaut. And these are all, he now does a decades project with them where they bring in alumni and community members and people around from different decades to talk to the kids about what school was like in their years and then hear from the kids about what school is like nowadays. Peter does such amazing projects, as I said, and they're coming back around this year. This month they're going to be doing the 50s and 60s again, and always an interesting concept. And speaking of historical things, the Troutbeck Symposium, this educational and historical forum, is going to be held again this year, this week. Students from schools all around the area come to Troutbeck, which is a very historic place back in the day when the Spin Guards owned it, and the NAACP people were invited, all kinds of big names, including W.E.B. Du Bois. And the kids have learned all about the history, and they do these projects. And interestingly enough, they get some fascinating guest speakers, and the kids show off their projects, and then it's really an amazing opportunity, and people are invited to come if they check out the calendar.
The history there is, if I remember right on the history, the NCAAP, am I getting this right? No.
NAACP.
NAACP, yes. All these acronyms, had their actual first meeting there, didn't they?
I think so. Back in the day?
Yeah.
Spin Guard was one of the presidents, and interestingly enough, he, a white man, head of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, very active, very progressive, and I you might be right, Michael.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, because I worked on a history. I did a video thing with Aminia a number of years back on the history, and that stands out to me that that was really interesting, that essentially it started right there in Aminia.
Yeah, it's steeped in history, and it's wonderful that the current owners are continuing to allow all this to go on. And Hakeem Jeffries' brother is also, he comes and speaks every year. He's a professor out in Ohio, and some other historians. And as I said, if check out the website if people are interested. They can come and hear some of these discussions. So it is a filled week coming up now that spring is here and people can get out. As you well know, everything happens on the same days of the week, usually, at this time of year. But first all, coming up on Thursday is National Day of Prayer, so we have National Days of Prayer at every town on Thursday. Check out the calendar listings for, they run from like noon to 6 p.m., and are open, of course, to everyone. So people are preparing for that. Okay, and on Saturday, take your pick, folks, because there's just tons of things you can do. There is Sharon Classic Road Race at the down in Veterans Field in Sharon. This is the annual big fundraiser for Sharon Daycare. It's a race, and there are booths and all sorts of things going on to that raises money for the daycare center. There is an Apple Talk by Gordon Ridgway in Cornwall. As you know, they got permission to run a cidery up at their Ridgway Farms after some controversy a few years ago, but they are going to be talking about apples, specifically one that is focused from Cornwall. That should be interesting. At 4:30 at Noble, the Salisbury Rotary is putting on its Kentucky Derby party. This is always fun. Ladies come with their glorious hats, and the gentlemen come with their fancy outfits. And I believe mint juleps are the fare of the day. Always popular, so lots to do.
First Saturday of May.
First Saturday of May. And of course, watch the big race. I mean, so that's it. They have a screen and people can, I don't know if they bet or they just watch it. Sometimes they bet.
Let's just say that. Anybody ever heard the term gentleman's bet? I'll just leave that there.
Yeah. And actually today, I should remind folks that all third graders in Region 1 are invited to Music Mountain. There's going to be a concert by the Bard Conservatory students. And so these little third graders are going to get a taste of chamber music, which is, I mean, it's just so many opportunities and so much to do. So take your pick and look at your calendars and fill them up.
Well, it's supposed to be a beautiful day, too. So
yeah, if the weather holds out, you can just go out in your shirt sleeves.
And I'm just,
or less.
I was looking over across the street the other minute, and maybe they were getting ready for the third graders. Who knows?
Yep.
There was some activity going on over there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. For a moment there, I was thinking, oh, I'm looking on the street. I don't see this, but you're...
She's looking out a different window.
Your house, a different window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's twice I've fallen apart this morning.
Oh, all right. Well,
not just twice.
Acronym stumbles and where is Jill?
Yes. Yeah. So, as we say, loads going on.
Yeah, I don't see anything about betting at the Kentucky Derby socials.
Oh, okay.
But there are prizes for the best dressed couple and best hat.
Ah, okay. There we go.
I'm not sure what you're doing with your hat, but...
They decorate
it. Oh, Mike, come on.
Yeah, and a live and silent auction as well. Wine, beer, and desserts. I like the desserts.
Mm. What you know about racing apparently will fill a...
I don't know anything about racing.
There you go.
I know there's horses in it, and it has to be small, tiny people on top of them.
Okay, and the other thing you know is that you usually wear a hat.
Oh, okay. I thought they wore a helmet.
No, that's for the small, tiny people on top of them, according to you.
Okay. That's Saturday, May 3rd, right? At Noble
First
Horizons.
Saturday in May. It's really hard to mess up.
Yeah, that's an easy one. Yeah. That one we can guarantee.
My memory care friends here.
Boy.
Always, the Kentucky Derby is always the first Saturday in May. I think that's easy. As is the Sharon Road Race. What is this, year 40?
That's right.
Correct.
Year 40, yeah.
Yeah.
Year 40.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's grown and exponentially. And
these events survived the pandemic because, unfortunately, there were a lot of events that never came back after the pandemic.
True.
So, you know, we should be happy to see these. They get a big extra star for getting through that period of time.
Or another way of looking at it is the things that survived are the things that are meant to continue.
Well, yeah. There you go. That's a happy thought. Any other happy thoughts this morning? I'm stretching here.
any other?
The cat's telling me, come on, feed me some more.
Yeah, well, we're about, that's what I got.
That's what you got?
That's it.
So, well, we thank you.
That's a start out to the spring, well, spring season, which already started, I think. But.
Well, listen, let's just remember also, we'll go back last week, with our like all of those, I believe, follow Earth Day, which is the 26th. Is it 22nd or 23rd?
Earth Day
April?
Was last week, the 26th.
Right, that's what I'm talking about,
yeah.
Because we were talking about Arbor Day, you know, and all of the...
They're all intertwined, yeah. Earth Day and Arbor Day.
There's a bit of a system there. So.
Yeah.
Mike, I was in your territory this weekend. I went to a talk, speaking of Earth Day, at the Amenia Library, put on by Bethany Sheffer of Sharon Audubon.
Uh-huh.
And what a lovely library.
They just did an overhaul on that a couple of years ago.
Told me they did a whole expansion.
It looks almost like they doubled the size of it because it wasn't that big to start with.
Yeah, that's what they said. And Bethany gave a great talk on birds and what native plants help to feed them. She does a great job.
And you got rained on.
I got poured on coming home.
Mike, I don't know whether you had this in Lakeville on Saturday. But did you have a deluge? It was about 3:20.
Oh, yeah. We had on and offs because I decided not to go to the transfer station that day just because it was on and off. You know, some rain, then all of a sudden big gangbusters. And I went down to Agway to get some hay for my chinchilla. And I no more and pulled in, and all of a sudden it just started torrential rain. Sat there for 5 minutes. It backed off, went in, got my hay. And as I'm walking out the door, guess what? Torrential rain again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was at the station, I had told Ruth, and she said, the train station? I said, no, the radio station.
The train station.
I heard this noise, this god-awful noise. And
it wasn't FM.
And it wasn't FM. And then I called Heidi over at the Bargain Barn, who was supposed to go back to Paley's, and I said, are you just getting poured on? And she said, yeah, I just poured on. I think I'm going to see what's happening over at Paley's because maybe I don't want to go get soaked. So,
well, at least everything got watered.
So
right?
Everybody was everybody was just in a, not everybody, but between Ruth there and Mike out, and you know, everybody was in a small concentrated piece of geography. It was getting very wet.
It poured.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. No. That was like.
Fortunately, it was moving quickly enough that it didn't last that long. But when it did pour, it poured.
It poured.
And the noise. I mean, that's the thing that most struck me.
Yeah, you have that hitting on the roofs. In my particular place where we live, at our second floor in the building, there's this big valley that comes down off the big roof onto the lower roof. Mm. And when it rains like that, it sounds like it's tearing the building apart.
Yeah.
It's just this massive waterfall. Like, oh, my God, what am I going to do?
I would say that there is some similarity to that sound. It
wasn't the sound you look for to go to sleep by.
No. It's not comforting on any level.
It's not a gentle rain. Like,
it's the torrential rain to sleep by. Goodness. All right. Well, I think we've all said all we can say for the day. Once again, we thank you, Ruth, for being out there wandering, stumbling, or whatever it is you do.
Say stumbling.
And it's time for, speaking of stumbling, it's time for Jill to say, take us on out of here.
Okay.
Ruth, much appreciated. Thank you very much. And this has been What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's wandering, roving reporter.